This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems. We hope you enjoy today's offering for Poem a Day, unarchived from the public domain, and presented by the Academy of American Poets.
O Malik, I pray thee, go for the wine full early. By Abu Nuwas. O Malik, I pray thee, go for the wine full early, and if it be dear to buy, then buy it dearly. Bethink thee how once a grizzled old tavern keeper, whose whiskers were black with blowing the tarry wineskin, I called, as he lay where slumber had stolen o'er him, his head sunk low, the left hand's palm his pillow, and he, at my cry, arose with a start of terror and hastened to light the wick, and it flared, and straight away his terror was flown. He had gotten a look of gladness and gaily ha-ha'd, a clatter of idle laughter. When now by the flame my features were lit, he gave me the greeting of love, asked many a courteous question, and into his hand I counted 1,000 dirhams to lodge me a month with freedom for either party. I found in his pleasure domes 2 noble virgins, a family high and proud, and became their bridegroom. 'Tis thus I have ever lived and am living ever. Away my religion goes and my wealth in armfuls. As oft as we meet, I like what the law forbiddeth, and never can bear to like what the law hath hallowed. About this poem. O Malik, I pray thee, go for the wine full early, is a poem featured in the anthology Translations of Eastern Poetry and Prose, edited by Reynald A. Nicholson, published in 1922. Nicholson reflects on Nuwas's work, stating, quote, "In his wine songs, he portrays with an art almost Greek in its ease and directness, not only himself as he lived from day to day, but the luxury and debauchery prevailing at the court of Baghdad, where Persian manners had become fashionable. He often ridicules the conventions of Bedouin love poetry and the rude monotony of life in the desert. Although he treated moral laws and religious observances with contempt, his Diwan includes some edifying poems on asceticism. Perhaps these were composed in moods of disgust and disillusion. One who was cynically frank in describing his own vices is unlikely to have assumed a virtue which he did not feel." End quote. In Abu Nuwas, A Genius of Poetry, Philip F. Kennedy, professor of Middle Eastern and Islamic Studies and Comparative Literature in New York University, also notes, quote, "Abu Nuwas perfected 2 Arabic genres, the wine poem and the hunting poem, but he is remembered mainly for the former, with its erotic, often homosexual elements, and especially for the licentiousness associated with it. His wine poetry and erotic poetry were by any standards singularly inventive, and when we add to them the remarkable sting of his infective verse, he is not unjustly compared to the Earl of Rochester, John Wilmot, whose venomous yet somehow elegant poetic duels with poets of the court of Charles II are quite the apt measure of Abu Nuwas's Arabic for the Anglophone reader." End quote.
Poem a Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem a Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.